KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and see if there's any echo link. First up is KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard and his sweet bride, KA4JCA. That's Miss Sally. And KA4ACL. That's their daughter, Ashley. And they bring along the K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. They're all down there in Simpsonville. And then KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up in Traveler's Rest. And then we have KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's down in Prosperity. And W4DF, Mr. Don, down over at Boiling Springs. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy at Table Rock. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony up in Asheville. And KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, he's in Greenville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim down in Pelzer. And N4JBM, that's Mr. Jerry over in Campobello. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott in Greenville. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt in Western Greenville County. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Dacresville. And W4CTW, that's Mr. Tyler in Taylor's. And then we have KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's in Taylor's. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. And I don't have any echo link stations up at the moment, so we'll move up to the RF check-ins and the Mike through Pama group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Shell, Rollin, Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
You know what?
Who is? Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray, Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray, southern Greenville County, down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening, everybody on the net.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile here in Piedmont tonight, into the workplace as always, Gary. 738 Gary, Miss Joy, and all on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nice group of folks to start the evening off with. First, we got KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KF4NXY, that's Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, that's Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's out there on the mobile in Piedmont, headed to the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Don't work too hard, and you be careful out there on the mobile. And then we have K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Sounding good. Hope you're doing well. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. We got the Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge. Steven, you going to check in with me tonight there, young man? Well, Stephen must be busy right at the moment. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
DOS. November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, N4QNV. This is Brian in Greer, and I will be negative and negative. Thank you.
From the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Let's try that Echo Link station again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net, no traffic, no roundtable, and tell Mr. Joey hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Joey hollered in here and said to tell you hello right back. Hope y'all are doing well. All right, going back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert, down in very lower Lawrence County. thought I'd check in with y'all tonight. I felt kind of guilty. I hadn't graced y'all for a while. Anyway, I'll be negative and negative. 73s to each and every one of you.
And they would like to say good evening. KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down there in Lower Lawrence County tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Also like to say good evening to my sweet bride, K3JOY. That's my wife, Joy. She's in the other room. And KI4DGY. That's our son, Anthony, up there in Charlotte, and she's talking to him on the phone. Let's see here. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Member 1, X-ray, radio, radio. My name is Michael. I'm mobile tonight. I'm almost at home, actually. And I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
DOS. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee in Berea. Name is Jim. Negative and negative.
KOS. Variant everyone. Please check in and out. KI4, ZLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda in Asheville.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N1XRR, Mr. Michael, out there on the mobile, almost home. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Continue to be careful in the mobile and have a safe journey over to the house. Hope you're doing well. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim, he's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Randy, y'all get a good number of sign-ups for your tank class?
KI4VLW. Yeah, I've got 9 on my list. And I haven't talked to Howard. I'll talk to him tomorrow. And I'm sure he's got several on his. So I figure we'll have probably around 12 to 15.
Well, there, young man. Appreciate y'all putting that class on up there. And you take care and y'all have a great time. And bring us some new techs. We can always use some new ones coming in.
100%. And well, a couple of them, believe it or not, one's in Arkansas and 2 is in Texas. So, and I believe 1 is in Arizona. So we're going to have a spread out, that's for sure.
That just proves one thing, Randy. It goes all the way across the country, don't it?
That's for sure, Gary.
Thanks for letting me know. I was just curious. You and Linda have a great evening up there, and y'all take care. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4VLW.
Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, Gary, we will be having our classes on Wednesday nights, and it'll be a while before I teach my class, and mine's communicating with other hams, and what I've done last year, it was on a Tuesday night, and I checked into the local net. So here in the future, let the class run over a little bit, and I may check into the net, but I'll be checking in early, though. I hope that's okay.
That is more than fine. You can also use the pre-check-in function on the repeater, to go to the BRARS.cc website, and there's a thing up there where you can check in early on the computer if you want to do it that way.
I don't know how to use the radio, and this will be live on Zoom, so I might just not do that and just check in to you that, if that's okay with you.
More than fine. You just come on in there, at the start of the net if you want to, Randy.
I plan on doing. Thanks, Gary. Have a good one. KI4VLW.
for you to show the folks how the radios work on that Zoom meeting. It's Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
US. And Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR on the Echolink mode tonight, Gary. Actually, out mobile, headed back to the house from here tonight. No traffic, no comments, other than to wish you and all everyone on the net. W3, Gary. Talk to you soon.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Tommy's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we had AK4HR, Mr. Mike, out there on Echo Link on the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. You be careful on going home and tell Miss Angela we said hello. We got two different gentlemen with wives with the same name. Not the same wife, but the same name. Angela and Angela. Appreciate y'all being with us, and Mike, y'all take care. Be careful. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link station, if you do not have audio capabilities, if you'll shoot me a text message, I'll get you checked into the net. Love to have you in my log tonight. If you can, just shoot me a text message or give you another opportunity if you've got audio capabilities. Still nothing heard on that Echo Link station, so we'll go on around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DOS. KK1CJW. That's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The handle is rolling in Pickens, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. My name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4UGN. That's Mr. Well, that's Aubrey, and they're mobile down there in Columbia, and they're on Echo Link. They took time to shoot me a text message on Echo Link, so we got you in the log. Aubrey, thanks for being with us, and you be careful out there on the mobile, and I hope you're doing well. Then we had W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW. That's Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And Roland, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes? DOS. QO Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Romeo Delta and Lima, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. Gary and Annette, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HGX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight, but make sure to tell Miss Joy, Elise, and I said hello.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. And I did pick up Patrick on input. Check me negative and negative tonight, but we'll stick around for the right for the swap net.
DOS. Again, KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha in Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rhonda. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. She was on the phone a minute ago, so I don't know what she's doing now, and I don't want to disturb her, so I'll holler at her in a minute. But tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we have KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Almost forgot where you were located there, Harry. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well, and glad you were able to pick up Patrick on reverse there on the input. Hope you're doing well, Harry. You take care. And then we have KI4EJY, Mr. Elijah, up there in Lyman. Appreciate y'all being with you being with us tonight, Elijah. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Right on up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India Through Lima group, I Through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, and I am up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative, same 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in with T4, India Oscar Echo, sit in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all over the net. Come in.
4DOS. 3 on the net. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4. Juliet Delta in Greer. In and out this evening, I think I will stick around for the swap net. Over.
Go S. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you and Beverly are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Glad to hear you on the radio tonight. This is Kilo India 4 Delta Tango Yankee.
KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative, but listening to SwapNet.
And they would like to say good evening. KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Will you please check in? This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy, Charlie, Mama, and Greenville. I will be listening for the duration. Anyways, about that text message, it's on my end. Tell them that I need to reboot the whole system, so it won't work again.
DOS, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AM4CHY, Seneca, no traffic or coming.
Good evening, Mr. Gary. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. Please check me in. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, Bob here in Piedmont tonight. And Miss Anita and I send our very best to you and Miss Joy and hope that you're having a good day. We'll be negative and negative tonight.
Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, heading through Bard. No traffic, no comments on Monica.
No. If you will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. Danny, are you in Gastonia? I'm negative and negative, and 73. Have a good night and a good net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I missed one in there. They were right down in my noise level. So if I don't call your, read your call sign back, try it again. We'd love to get you in the log. First, we'd like to say good evening to KV4MC, Mr. Gabriel, out there on the mobile in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Miss Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Gabriel, you want me to relay that text that I got saying that you got to reboot your whole system? Is that right?
Lately, Oliver, they've been playing with my phone, and I got some wrong on the messaging system. Actually, I sent Juan a video when we were fixing his car, and the video came in a very small image, so it's all screwed up. So I'm gonna have to reboot the whole thing and see if that correct the problem. If not, it's definitely the phone. But we'll see. And Alex says hello. Yeah, please relay that.
Okay, buddy, I'll take care of it and tell Alex I said, hey, y'all be careful out there on the mobile and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Also, like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And right there is where I missed one. And then I got AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And WX4DAT, Mr. Danny, up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. One more time, check in. Whiskey 4, Oscar, Delta, November, Braxton and Simpsonville.
4DOS. Again, Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Zulu, Echo. This is Henry and Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4ODN, Mr. Braxton down in. I hope you're doing. doing well, and appreciate you taking the time to come back in there with us. Got you in the log tonight. And then we have KQ4FZE, Mr. Henry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Henry. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Looks like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We swap net portion of the net, then we'll go to the rag tube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, KC4EZN. Got a couple of items for you, Gary. Okay, I have a Yaesu FT-857D. That radio covers 160 through 10 meters, 6 meters on HF, and then 2 meters and 70 centimeters. It's about 8 years old, and I've owned it for 6. Got the MH31 microphone, power cord, and the CT62 USB CAT interface cable. Never used that, but I've got it, and I've also got the manual, and I would like to get $650 for that. Okay, item number 2 is an LDG AT100 Pro 2 tuner that does 1.8 through 54 megahertz. It's their basically their 100 watt, although it's only 30 watts on digital, automatic tuner. I have the power cable. I have the Yaesu to the tuner interface cable and the manual, and I would like $125 for that. Now, if you want to buy both of them together, it's $700. My contact is 828-768-5679, and if I do not pick up, I'll leave a voicemail with your name and call sign, and I'll get back to you. Need any fills there, Gary?
No, Harry, we're going to find out. See if my pencil kept up with you tonight. You have for sale a Yaesu FT-857D. Covers 160 meters through 6 meters on HF, 2 meters and 440 on VHF and UHF. It's about 8 years old. You have had it for 6. It has the MA31 microphone with it, the power cord, a CAT interface cable, the manual. And you would like $650 for that so far.
This was working good so far, Gary.
Okay, and then you have the second item was an LDG AT100 Pro 2. You have the power cord, the Yaesu interface cable that goes from the LDG to the Yaesu radio. You also have the manual, and that's a 100-watt antenna tuner. And you would like $125 for it, or you would take $700 for both items. Correct so far?
Correct so far.
And then I've got your contact information as area code 828-768-5679. And if they do not get an answer, they should leave a voicemail. And you'll call them with their name and call sign, and you will call them back.
100%, Gary. Thank you much, KC4EZN.
Deals on this Yaesu FT-857D and the LDG AT-100 Pro 2 and automatic antenna tuner that Harry just listed.
Did you say an 857D?
That's correct.
Can I missed it. I had a phone call. Can I get the specs on that one more time, please?
Yeah, it's a Yaesu FT-857D. It covers 160 through 6 meters on HF, 2 meters full 40 on UHF and VHF. It's about 8 years old. It comes with the MA31 microphone, the power cord, the CAT interface cable, and the manual. And he would like $650 for it. And then he had an LDG AT100 Pro 2 automatic antenna tuner with the power cord and the Yaesu interface cable that goes from the LDG to the Yaesu radio, and the manual for that. And he has $125 on it, or he would like $700 for both items. Does that help you?
Yeah, can I get his contact info, or should I just text you separately?
Well, you can call him on the radio, or I'll give you his contact information right now. Okay, it's Harry, KC4EZN. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry, up in Candler. And his area code is 828-768-5679. Copy?
Repeat the last 4 digits.
5679er.
So much. Thanks for the help. You can continue.
Okay, Daniel, I hope you and Eric get together on that. That's goodbye. Nice radio and antenna tuner and all of that. But anyway, hope you and Eric can get together on that. Anyone else with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
TOS 4 Juliet Kilo Victor KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but that deal that Harry has with that 857 shouldn't last long. I'll stick around for the swap net, but no traffic, no comment. Back to net.
TOS. Check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Robin. Both in these leagues, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KC4SKD, that's Mr. Larry, HS, that's Miss Rhonda, neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. It's a HF transceiver, 160 through 6 meters, has a built-in automatic antenna tuner, 150-watt output, and he would like $1,600 for it. See what need any fields. The item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000. It's an HF amplifier. Works 160 through 10 meters. Has new power supply, new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR beam. It covers 20 through 6 meters. Has new motors and gears. Has new brackets. It has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element, 40-meter monoband beam. It would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The next item up is for sale. It's a K50. It's an HF transceiver. It would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft R9 vertical antenna. That's a 9-band vertical. It is up right now, and it would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS-35. That's a 35-amp power supply. It's a linear power supply. Would like to sell it for $200, or he might trade it for something of equal value. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for an HF starter rig. He doesn't have his general yet, but he is studying for that, and he's looking for an HF rig so he can get on the air when he upgrades. Does anyone need any fuels? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a complete set of repair parts, caps and resistors and stuff like that. It's for a Kenwood TS-520, a TS-530, or a TS-820. It's a complete set of all the stuff that you want to put back in there to bring it back up to snuff, but the tubes. And he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Well, folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book, those that listed items. We'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take them off my book and keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, W4TWX.
Out there that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS.
W4TWX.
Good evening to W4TWX. Mr. Jack over there in 6 Mile. Jack, what have you been up to there, young man?
But yeah, I can't get up to too much anyway. I'm late getting in here. I was wanting to put an item on the swap shop. I guess I'm too late for that, ain't I?
No, sir. We're just making another page for you all by yourself, if that's what you want.
And if you could, don't you fix to take comments for the drag shoe section, and I don't want to interrupt that.
Have anybody listed for Rag Chew tonight, but if you've got an item for the swap net, we'll go ahead and put that down. I was going to call you and see if you still had a couple of these items that I've got on here. The TS-590 and the, can't remember the name of it, Jack. Japan Radio Corporation radio, you still got both of those?
I sold the TS-590. It got gone yesterday, and I was going to tell you about that, so you can park that TS-590 off. I still have the Japan Radio Corporation. That's a model JST-245. I still have that one.
You still got it listed. And say you want to put something else on there tonight?
I would appreciate it. You got your pencil ready?
Yeah, got my pencil ready and it's sharp.
I'm going to list an Alpha amplifier. The Alpha Model 99. It's the Alpha Model 99 amplifier. And I have to go with that is the PALSTAR automatic antenna tuner. That's the tuner that the Alpha goes through to handle 1,500 watts. So the Alpha 99 amplifier and the PAL Star automatic antenna tuner. And what I'd like to do, if anyone's interested, just let them call me. I don't want to, for the price and thing, they want to know the price, call me and we can talk about it further. You have my number, you need me to give it back to you.
864-650-1135.
Correct.
Write her down and you just want to, if somebody's interested in this Alpha 99 amplifier and the PAL Star automatic antenna tuner, to call you you'll talk about the price out of 10, right?
That's correct. I thank you, Gary. I thank you much.
Does anyone need any feels on this Alpha 99 HF amplifier with a PAL Star automatic antenna tuner that Jack just lit? Now, Jack, we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this amplifier, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take it back off the book. I'll put it on the webpage. Don't know that I'll get it on there tonight, but it will be on there sometime tomorrow on the SwapNet page on the website. So hopefully you'll get some calls on it from there. What else have you been up to, Jack?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just been staying around the house here and doing absolutely nothing, being lazy. So that way I don't get into any trouble.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've pretty well been staying around here, but I've been staying busy. I had to go out today. The evaporator fan on my refrigerator was squealing like a pig, so I called around and found a place I had to park and went over there and picked the part up and ran into another ham while I was over there, old VWW, old Tom. Ran into him for a little bit, talked to him, and bought that part, and then I came home and put it back in the refrigerator, and it ain't squealing no more.
You just about can work on anything, can't you?
Oh, goodness, no. There's a whole lot of things I can't work on. But, the way I look at it, Jack, if somebody else can do it, I ought to be able to do it. I may have to do a little more reading and research and development on it. But if somebody else can fix something, I ought to be able to fix it, too.
I used to think that. I used to think that way. But it finally got the best of me. I found out that I didn't know anything.
Yeah. The longer I'm around and things I try to do, I really don't know what I'm doing.
I have tried a few things. You do save money if you can do it yourself. And I've tried down the road. I have tried to fix a few things, and I've had success with it. Saved a lot of money, but there have been some things I've tried to fix that I just made it worse.
Things that you can do that way. I don't like to make a bigger mess if I can help it, but I was talking to the guy over there at the parts store today, and told him, I said, this machine's almost 14 years old, and I said, as a matter of fact, it is 14 years old, and he said, the price of this part's a lot cheaper than the price of a new machine, and they don't make them like that anymore.
Appliances and all like that have a limit, and just about everything, a refrigerator, a freezer, a stove, a washing machine, a clothes dryer, a dishwasher, they all fit in the same category. When they were made, manufactured, they put a time on each one of them that's when they're going to go belly up on you.
I don't really doubt that a whole lot, but they do cars the same way, but people keep patching them and putting them back together. But, it's all right as long as I can keep repairing them and keep them going. I'm going to do that if I can. But I worked with my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and two of my brother-in-laws on applied service. I did that for several years, and my father-in-law could talk to his sons, and of course he taught me and them too. They taught me as well, but they told me a long time ago, he said, if you go into a lady's house that uses a machine all the time, say you go into her washing machine died, and she called you, and he said, if she said he opened the door, went outside, run around the backyard three times and laid over and died, he said, you go out there and look for tracks. He said, because she runs the machine on a regular basis, and if you'll listen to her, she can tell you what's wrong with it.
There are people that are that way. They're gifted. That's what you call they're gifted. They're that way. They can fix most anything like that. And to me, long ago, I could work on my car. That's before all the computer stuff came out on cars and everything. And I used to, in real delight, be able to know that I could change my own oil and I could change spark plugs and things like that. But I don't even really do it on a car. I dare not really do it on a car. Because I'm telling you, you start messing around under the hood of a car now, you're going to mess it up more than what it is.
I've got a friend of mine that's a mechanic. Well, I've got more than one friend that's mechanics, but you know, the internal combustion engine really has not changed. But they've added all these sensors, and then they've added the computers in there to tell the engine what to do and what not to do and this sort of thing. So, you know, if you could do away with all the sensors and things that they've got on them now and go back to a set of points and distributor cap and that sort of stuff, you can still make an engine run. They hadn't changed. but you are absolutely correct. You get in there and start messing around with those sensors, or you can mess something up in a heartbeat.
Will cost you some money too, so I learned a long time ago. Yeah, I was pretty good back in that day, Garrett. I could take an engine down, rebuild it, and you know, because there wasn't anything to it with all of the electronic sensors and all that's on them now. You know, that was easy to do back then. Let's see, the Charlotte Ham Fest. I got it wrote down here. March the 10th and the 11th out at the Cabarrus Arena and Event Center. I'm planning on coming to the Charlotte Ham Fest, and I'm going to bring a lot of my stuff with me to sell. So I'm looking to see you and a lot of other my friends and all out at the Charlotte Ham Fest, which is next month, the 10th and the 11th. And I'm going to bring a lot of good stuff out there to sell. So I'm looking forward to seeing you out there, Gary.
Well, if I don't have anything that weekend, and I think my calendar's pretty well clean for that part, you know, for Saturday and Sunday anyway, but if I can make it up there, I will be there. And I'll holler at you before then and see what time y'all going up.
It will not be Saturday and Sunday. It will be Friday and Saturday, the 10th and the 11th. And I've already got motel reservations made for Friday night. So we're going up on Friday, and we'll spend the night, and then come back on Saturday afternoon. So Hamfest will not be on Sunday. It will be Friday and Saturday only.
You clarified that for me, because I didn't have my calendar right here in front of me. It's hanging on the wall. And when you said it was Friday and Saturday, I jerked over there and looked and seen. Well, he knows what he's talking about. Look at there. yeah, you know, normally they used to have it on Saturday and Sunday. But if they want to do it on Friday and Saturday, that's fine. You know, they're the ones that are putting it on. We're just going to take stuff up and sell it or buy it or, you know, go up there and meet the people or whatever. But I hope to see you up there, Jack. I really do.
Gary, I do too. Now, Big Jim is going to be taking me to the Ham Fest. and we're going to ride in that big Cadillac. Big Jim's going to come by and pick me up in that big Cadillac, and we're going to go up there Friday, and we've got a motel room, but we're going to eat. We're going to go down. One place we're going to eat at is down at the Captain Steve's Seafood Restaurant over there in Harrisburg. If anybody's ever been there...